I am Miranda.
And I'm still Joe.
Just still.
Yeah, it's just still Joe. I don't know. I'm tired.
We haven't changed our names yet to John Cena.
I want to change my name to John Cena now.
Only if I get John Cena the fourth.
Well, if I get an entourage of, you know, people with me, and then like one person says, and his name is John Cena, and then like a whole bunch of people go, well, you know, I get to run out to it. While his theme song plays, then I will change my name to John Cena, you know.
I don't think you can pay that many people. Unless this thing blows up. Well, there'll
be like three people, you know.
That's not an entourage, that's just a little group.
Well, you know, because you gotta have one person cheering, one person carrying the boombox, and then one person announcing you.
Yeah, but you need like a crowd.
Everyone will be the crowd around me.
No, because that's literally three people.
Well, I'm talking about like when I go out in public.
Yeah, you ain't gonna be very popular.
I will be when I start going to stores, and next thing you hear is, and his name is John Cena.
And then they're gonna look at you, think you're goofy looking, and then see that you're not John Cena, and they're just gonna ignore you. Because they are.
They're what?
They are. They got mad that you were not John Cena and you got their hopes up.
And now no one really cares.
Yes.
I don't think they do.
I think they would. They would really care if they know who John Cena
is. Is there going to be a riot? How far can I pull this out?
Let's now start a riot because John Cena's not here.
Well, no, John Cena's not here. You know, we're not that popular to, you know, have John Cena. Can we get him as a guest star, though? That's the question.
That would be cool.
I don't know. He doesn't, you know, he's a commie, I believe.
I don't know.
Yeah, he tried to say that a country is not a country, and that
what
they were a part of China.
I
forgot.
No, I don't think so. John Cena is really smart.
Apparently not, because he apologized to a whole bunch of Chinese people. We're about to Google this one.
Because he speaks Chinese, I believe. He speaks English. I think he speaks another language. He knows piano, I think. I know. Well, if you are bilingual, you're just, like, smart all the
way. Well, I mean,
though.
You're saying half the high school graduates are smart, to be honest.
No, bilingual meaning that you know actually how to communicate.
Yeah, you know, people take English and Spanish in high school.
That doesn't mean you know how to communicate, like, thoroughly.
Yes, it does.
No. I can say hola. I know ayúdame.
Oh, what?
Ayúdame.
You can't make up words. Ayúdame is a made up word.
Isn't that help me?
Help in what?
Spanish.
No, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
You're asking someone who doesn't know Spanish.
Okay, like I said, I know.
So I gotta take your word for that one.
Not bilingual.
I found it. Found the article. It was Taiwan. Which is their own country. But he apologized to China, to the Chinese audience, after calling Taiwan their own country, which they are their own country. They are a country.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
But what was, like, the context?
He said something about Taiwan being their own country and China got mad.
Is Taiwan...
The context is he wanted to sell movie tickets for Fast 9. Because China is the biggest market for that movie.
Why?
I'm not Chinese. I don't know. I'm not there.
Talking about Taiwan, why was China people getting mad?
I don't know. I think China wants to take over the world. But that's a political discussion I don't want to get into.
But that doesn't make sense.
Taking over the world? Sure does.
No. I'm American. That doesn't mean I'm gonna go and be mad that someone else did something with Japanese.
No, you wouldn't, but you know, when you know, live in a dictatorship and they sit there like, oh yeah, we want to take over the world, you know.
Okay, I guess that would make a difference.
Yeah, you gotta think. You know, we have the freedom over here where we don't have to be mad because people don't like us anyway, so it's all cool.
Yeah.
No one likes America. Americans like America.
No, people that want to come over to America like America.
I'm talking about like actual whole countries.
Yeah, Oh, yeah. People that are actually proud of their own selves, they probably don't like America.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is real truth bombs. But we don't need to be talking about all that either.
No, we don't want to be blown up or anyone else be blown.
What? Who's blowing me up?
I don't know. Truth bombs.
I thought you were talking about an actual bomb.
It is an actual bomb.
That truth bomb's not an actual bomb.
I mean, if you want to
talking about one that actually, like, blows up. I'm not talking about...
A truth bomb. If it's so true, someone could get mad and then blow...
Is the bomb going to say truth on it? Is that the context of this?
You never know.
Yeah, I do know. Unless someone's writing the bomb truth on it, the truth bomb on it, you know. However that's gonna go.
I mean, they might have their own other reasons to blow themselves up.
No.
Blow
us up. No. Why would they have another reason?
Why wouldn't you? If they already hate Americans.
Well, no, we're saying that people don't like America, so an American would blow us up. I think you're confused on what we're trying to accomplish here.
No, I just watched The Purge, and, they blew everyone up, pretty much.
What do you mean? Didn't you just go to a movie theater?
Yeah.
How many purges are there?
Now 4.
They need to stop. That's my grievance.
Okay, no, it's like Shrek, so it was...
It's like Shrek?
Yes!
The Purge is like Shrek.
Yes, there's 4 Purges and 4 Shreks.
There's a 5th Shrek coming out.
Well, there might be a 5th Purge coming out.
They need to stop.
Shrek needs to stop, too.
After the first one, you're just done. And the first one wasn't even that good.
Listen, wait, The Purge or Shrek?
The Purge.
Okay.
Shrek, you know, that was a cult classic, but after the second one, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, after you have the kids, no one cares about you anymore.
Yeah, the third one, I don't know about the third one.
No, it's not good. It is not good. I will sit here and say it is not good.
But I like all the Shreks.
No, you like it because of the Shrek first. Because the first Shrek. You can't put your blinded judgment from the first Shrek and just carry along the whole movie franchise. You have to sit there and look at the movie individually. Individually, it sucked.
Yeah, it was too
funny. And then, wasn't Shrek the fourth in, a Renaissance period? Like, they had to find King Arthur?
No, that was the third one.
What was the fourth one?
The fourth one was the Forever After.
Didn't they go to Forever After in the second one? Yes.
No.
Where'd they go?
So, they went to the far, far away.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, that's where Donkey and Puss was singing in the talent show and the DVD commentary. Well, in the extras.
Oh, yeah!
That's what made that movie. Anything else? And Fairy Godmother singing I Need a Hero. That was the highlights of that movie, if you really want to know.
But honestly, some of the songs that I know now is because of those movies.
Well, after the third one, it's just dumb. Well, after the second one.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, no, they're gone. You know what else is a dumb movie? I actually see a trailer for. It looks dumb, because it's not realistic.
What is it?
The Clifford movie.
I think I might want to watch the Clifford movie.
Okay, so, let's get... Okay, there are some grievances I have with this trailer. First and foremost, it's a single parent living in New York with their niece who go to a magical pet store, which I don't know where you go to a magical pet store at in New York, and find a red dog and say, okay, yeah, I'm taking this home.
There's a doggy in the window.
So they take it home, and they ask the gentleman a very simple question. How big does the dog get? It's like, how big... It matters how big you love it or something like that. It's like, what? How much you love it or something like that. Or how big you want it to get. It's like, it's like, I don't think that's realistic. It's like, you couldn't give me an estimate? Like, is it going to be a little pug? Or is it going to be a Great Dane? I want an estimate.
My puppy's not growing no matter how much I love her.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, you didn't try the trick she tried. She cried on the puppy. One tear grew 15 feet in the air. At least 10 feet.
I'm sure I've cried on her before.
This dog's at least 10 feet tall with one tear.
Okay. I'm sure I've cried on her before, but...
And this isn't even the worst part. The worst part is they're in an apartment in New York. This dog's 10 feet tall. It's probably going to be at least 6 feet long. At least.
That'd be scary.
But probably longer. I don't know how long dogs get versus height. But we'll say 10 feet. 10 feet by 10 feet.
I feel like those would just be scary. Like giants. Giants would be scary.
Well, I guess. It's the dog for a giant, but like, still, they're in this apartment. And this apartment's more roomier than my whole apartment in this bedroom, because this dog can sit there, turn around, and do everything. So you need at least like a 30 foot by 30 foot room for him to be able to play.
Well, if it's New York,
it's they're not big.
No, in my eyes, if you live at New York, you're probably like wealthy anyways.
Have you went to New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been to the streets of New York? A lot of people are not that wealthy.
No, I've been to Niagara Falls.
I don't know. I don't think they're that wealthy.
Well, no.
I feel like they're richer, yes, but they pay a lot more in rent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you're more wealthy. That just means you owe more in rent, so you gotta make more to make up your rent.
Well,
like, the apartment I live in now would be at least $1,200 in New York. Maybe more.
Really?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I think a studio apartment's at least 1,000. And that's one room.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, no. So this isn't even my grievance yet. Like, yeah, the apartment's not realistic, but it's a single dad who apparently has this mega apartment. Well, is it an uncle? I think it's an uncle. Uncle, I think. I can't remember. It was a few days ago. So when, you know, he walks out of this hall, out this door, which is apparently 10 feet tall, because, you know, the dog walked out the door.
No, if the dog is already really big, he might as well just step out.
Well, you're in an apartment. Where are you stepping out at? You gotta walk out the door. Is the dog breaking the roof?
I imagine it just, like, through the door.
Yeah. This like, isn't a bed. This isn't a mattress. You gotta sit there and bend it.
Maybe one paw and then.
Oh, you gotta sit there and crawl through?
Yeah. Like a little doggy door.
I've seen it in the trailer, I believe, and I think they walk out normally. So instead, the door's at least 11 feet tall. And then, like, this dog is a bully because he sees some kids playing in a bubble. He sits there and hits the bubble and launches the one guy into a tree.
That doesn't mean he's a bully.
Gee, that's bullyish.
No! He's a puppy and he doesn't know wrong.
Control your 10-foot dog, man.
Yeah, you say that when she's probably, like, 4 foot.
This is a kid, I believe. In the books, she's a kid, and they live in like a little. They live in a house, and he has to live on the outside because the dog's too big.
She's probably 4 foot then.
I don't know. I don't know the height of this woman.
I'm saying she's just a little child, so it's gonna be a little bit hard for her to control a 10-foot dog.
A little bit hard for her. It's almost impossible. No. Why would you give your kid a 10-foot dog? A 4 foot girl can barely control a Great Dane. What makes you think you can control this 10-foot skyrocket of a dog?
You'll learn. She'll learn. You'll learn everything.
I don't think, no.
That's how life works. You go through it, you learn through it, and then you just do it.
But this is like it has to be within the first few days, because, you know, any landlord that sees a 10-foot dog, they're going to evict your ass. Like, hey, yeah, no, that's a little too much.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure if you have a 10-foot dog, you need a house.
I think it would depend on the...
The dog can eat the human. One chomp.
Okay, but if...
Done.
Okay. If you ask them, does it matter what type of dog it is, how big it is, and they say no,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
They're talking a normal-sized dog, not the skyrocket, like the skyscraper.
Okay. But if you say no, it doesn't matter the size, you could have a Great Dane, and then just dress it up like a Great Dane. Sorry, this is my Great Dane.
That's 10 foot tall, sir? I've never seen a Great Dane 10 foot tall.
You already said no. No take backs.
We're evicting your ass. You're
no
out on the street.
Back.
Hopefully
no.
Your dog can, you know, be your roof.
Nope, no take backs. If they say no, it's just no take
backs. Oh, they can still take it back.
No.
They say yes.
No, because I think you need...
I bet you that landlord will now say yes. Like, yeah, no, 10-foot dogs.
I think you need a real reason to actually kick them out if you already say no.
Yeah, having a 10-foot dog. As soon as that thing gets out. Yeah, no, it's out. Without a leash.
Okay, then just don't let them out of the leash.
But how are you putting a leash on the dog?
Always have a leash on the dog.
How are you getting the leash on the dog?
A ladder.
And you said this is a puppy, so he's not staying still. So here's the thing. You got to sit there and, you know, chase this dog with a step ladder and a leash.
That would be a fun time.
I would get rid of that dog as quick as that dog came in here.
No, I would never.
And then this dog goes to a vet. So this vet had to accommodate for a 10-foot dog.
Oh, that might be costly.
I don't know what you do with a 10-foot dog.
Obviously, take her on a run and a...
What happens if the dog needs a shot? Do you give it a regular dog shot or do you sit there and, you know, dose it up a few times?
Sure, it'd still be... No. So how do they do it for fat people versus like regulars?
I think they do the same.
It'd probably be the same.
We're talking a person within the, you know, same size requirements, only a few hundred pounds difference versus an actual 10-foot dog. That's probably a few thousand pound difference. I don't know the actual weight of Clifford. I apologize, folks, but you know.
I feel like it would still be the same.
You know, I think they gotta dose them up a few times.
No, I still feel like it would still be the same.
They gotta dose them up a few times.
Definitely not.
Okay, well, still. The army should have took away that dog.
No.
Yes.
No, you're just being biased.
I'm not being biased.
You own a cat and I own a dog. You're being biased.
I don't want a 10-foot dog. If my kid brought home a 10-foot dog, the dog's going out the door.
No.
You know, I imagine how much dog food's going to be. You're eating a 40-pound bag a day.
I just don't think you'd be living in New York anymore. Think you would want to live somewhere more?
So I got to change my lifestyle around because my kid wants a 10-foot dog?
You do what you do for your kid.
You know, no, I think Clifford shouldn't have been a real thing. I don't even know what he does.
Is Clifford the big red dog?
What does he do? What did he do?
I don't know. He's the big red dog.
What's he done for the public? What is he doing?
He's the big red dog.
For the town he lived in the book. I can't even remember. I know he was a nuisance.
I don't remember what happened.
I know he caused problems. That's what I remember.
I don't remember what happened in the book. And I don't know what happened in the movie. I just know he's going to be the big red dog.
I can tell you exactly. This is how the movie's going to go out. They're going to go to the pet store, buy the dog, go home. She's going to cry them one single tear. Because I watched the trailer, so I watched the whole movie.
I watched the trailer.
So you watched the whole movie?
No.
That's how they do trailers now. They pretty much put the whole movie in the trailer.
I don't know.
Well, this movie is on the whole trailer.
Okay.
So he's going to sit there, cause problems like he did.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to sit there. They're going to be mad at Clifford. He'll probably go away somewhere. And then they're going to bring him back. And there's going to be a big lovey-dovey thing. He's going to help them somehow. Saved you an hour and a half. You can spend that hour and a half listening to this podcast.
This is only going to be an hour.
Then you have Then you have something to do for the half the time. Take your actual dog for a walk.
Well, you could technically take the dog on the walk for this hour.
No. Well, but if you listen to it, yeah, with your headphones in and stuff like that.
No, still play it. You can play it wherever you want.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't think about playing it around little kids.
Yeah.
See, that's why I put the sensor. That's why I put it like, yeah, we swear a lot in, you know, the podcasting when they say, hey, you want to have swear words? Like, yep.
Well, I don't swear a lot.
I do enough for both of us.
Yeah, just that's remember true. That. That's true.
All right. Ah, fuck. We gotta go through some ads, don't we?
I don't know.
Yeah, we do. Okay. We'll be back after this ad. Okay, and we are back. We actually took a real life break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hungry.
I've had my dog in my lap.
The whole time, yes.
Yes.
All right, so you ready for what we're talking about today, Miranda?
Sure.
And you picked this topic, actually.
I did. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, this is the first. I usually pick them out.
I know.
Yes, but, you know, today we're going to be talking about different types of jobs that, you know, I would like a lot of these.
Yeah, they'd probably be better than my job right now.
I mean, I cut pigs.
Yeah, I don't know which one's better, Menards or pig chopping.
I'd rather pig chop. I did
I
the
feel
Menards.
Like that would be fun, but
well,
at the same
time... You
don't,
like, sit there and kill a pig, Miranda. You
no,
know?
But you get to play with, like, the guts, maybe.
No. Unless you're on kill floor, you know.
My mom said that she thought about, like, kicking the heads.
Your mother's psychotic. But I've already told you this before. But these are real-life jobs, getting away from your psychotic mother. With, you know, things that we can do only in certain parts of the world, apparently.
Yeah, some of them.
You know what? We'll break this down. So, the first one that we have is a rental boyfriend.
I feel like that would be fun, though.
But it'll only be for a boyfriend. I guess there's not a girlfriend?
Well, no. I would assume that there is a rental girlfriend.
No. There is not. That's what this thing says that you wrote out. It's in the notes.
Okay, if there's a rental boyfriend, I'm pretty sure there would be a rental girlfriend.
There's not. I just read the article that you sent
just
me.
Just because it's not in the notes doesn't mean there isn't possibly
so you
did
do your research on this before you...
What I'm saying is I've seen a whole bunch of jobs, weird jobs, and I'm guessing maybe a girl wrote that, and they just said boyfriend.
I'm
going
to say a boy wrote that, because it says, I'll be shipped to the Tokyo the day Japanese come up with the concept of rental girlfriends.
Oh, does it actually say rent?
Yes.
Oh.
I just read the thing verbatim. I mean, it could be a girl, too. I'm not going to sit there and say yes or no.
I guess maybe I should have read it again.
You wrote the notes. You probably copy and paste it, cheater.
Hey, I'm good at that.
You cheater.
As long as I'm, well, I actually never really cheated on a test.
Cheater.
I've never cheated on a test.
We're talking about copy and pasting notes.
As long as I put it in quotations.
None of these are in quotation.
Well, we can put them in quotation.
No, the reason why they're not, you know, the reason why we're not getting in trouble now is because I'm not reading all this article.
Good job, Joey.
I try.
Not to get sued.
Yes. Because I make so many others, but not enough.
Okay, so a boyfriend. That'd still be fun for the females.
Well, yeah, but, you know, what about the, you know, what about the ones that don't want the boyfriend? And does that mean that,
then
you know,
good
like,
for them. Like, you don't really need a boyfriend. It's always a want.
Now, what is the boyfriend going to do? Because I might be interested if you want to clean my house. Is it cheaper than getting a maid?
I mean, I guess it just depends on what they want you to do. But it says boyfriend, not maid.
Yeah, I'll put the hyphen between boy and friend. He come clean my house, and he can leave.
I don't think that's how that
he could
would
be there too.
Boyfriend, I would feel like it would be for cuddles.
Well, I mean, there is such thing as an actual human cuddler.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They come to your house and cuddle you.
Yeah.
So I would imagine the body pillow does the same thing, but people are not.
Body pillow is not as satisfying.
Would you actually go and professionally be a cuddler with people?
Yes.
I don't know if I would.
Yes.
I don't know if I would.
I love cuddles. Well, I guess it depends on who it is.
Oh, no, you don't get to choose who you get to cuddle and who you don't get to cuddle. It's a business.
As long as it's only cuddling, yes.
Yeah, they're gross hands touching you.
As long as it's only cuddling, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I am one for cuddles, but, you know, I'm not going to sit there and cuddle a random person.
I mean...
Just sit there fucking... Nah.
As long as they're not doing anything else, like, just cuddle.
I don't know.
Netflix and cuddle.
We all know what happens with Netflix and, you know, we're supposed to be cuddling.
I
but we're going to move
chill.
On to
I
that.
I didn't say chill. I said cuddle.
We're going to move on to the next one because, you know, we're going to be talking about some sex here in a second.
Next.
Yeah, see? Would you be sane after, you know, you're cuddling? Next. No. This next one, a wedding guest. For the people who are lonely in their lives.
I feel like that's just easy.
No, no. I gotta sit there and talk to Aunt Rita. And it's like, oh, hi, how's it going? It's like, how do you know a couple? I don't know.
It could be like wedding crashers, though.
Wedding crashers?
Yeah.
Do you mean the wedding ringer?
No, crashers.
There's a movie where they legit made a concept. Well, like, they legit put this concept into a movie.
Yeah.
With Kevin Hart.
I don't think I've seen that one. I've seen a different one.
That's not wedding crashers. You're invited to the wedding.
No. They were invited to the wedding.
They're not crashing the wedding then. I've never seen this movie.
I've seen it.
I don't think they're invited to the wedding if, you know... If they're invited to the wedding, they're not crashing the wedding.
Well, they kind of get... So they crash a wedding, and then they get invited to the wedding.
So, what kind of... who do you invite that crashes a wedding?
They make up a name, make up their job, and they, like, get into the wedding somehow, some way, and, like, they crash it, and then they get, like, invited to, like, their next wedding or something.
So you're invited to the wedding. Are they working during the wedding?
I don't think so.
I don't know. There's an actual movie. Yeah, the Wedding Ringer.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know,
I've heard of it. Never watched it.
Yeah, no, like he needs like six best men, or well, like six groomsmen, and he has none because he has no friends.
Doesn't he have family?
Not enough, I guess, or he doesn't like his family. It's been about a good year since I've watched it.
And you probably just shouldn't get married.
You shouldn't get married because you're lonely.
Yeah.
Ouch! Ouch! That one's... How? Why are you so mean to people?
Why? You don't need people at your wedding to get married.
Some girls might like that.
You might as well just elope if you can't.
What if the woman wants a big fancy wedding? Like, in the movie, she wanted a big fancy wedding in the movie.
Tell her to go somewhere.
Go somewhere?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think you know the true meaning of happiness.
Or ask her brothers, her uncles, her family. Not your family, her family.
Oh my goodness. You know what? We're not getting into this. We're not moving on.
I mean, it's that simple. Find the people. You don't need to find strangers.
Well, but, I mean, it's a professional business.
But if you find strangers, isn't that like rock bottom?
Yeah, kind of. Well, you might be antisocial.
You're antisocial, so you're going to ask strangers instead of people you know.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Yeah, antisocial.
No.
You might not like people.
That means you would go...
I don't like people.
You should go to people that you actually know, not to the people, to random strangers.
Alright, well, we're moving on to the next one, because Miranda's heartless.
You're not heartless.
Heartless. You hear that? Yeah, your dog... Yeah. She's heartless.
No, I am not. Mwah.
You're a little ankle biter, not the 10-foot Clifford. Now, we got the next one, a paper towel sniffer.
I kind of wanted to be that one.
Why do you want to sniff paper towels all day?
Because if it's like lavender, you can...
They're not all lavender.
No, but...
I think it's like a lavender toilet paper.
Yeah, I am.
This is paper towels.
I know, but I was thinking
they're
of
not
like
the same
toilet
thing.
Paper. But it could still
one
be
one likes
lavender.
Your booty. One does not. I'll let you guys at home figure out which one doesn't.
Go try it and you'll figure it out easily.
Yeah, no. I don't think they make lavender paper towels. Now, I'll probably go get some Texas tomorrow. I was like, oh, yes, they do. They certainly do. I own them.
Please let me know. I'm married to get some.
I'm going to sit there. It's like, they definitely own it, Joe. Why don't you go to a store once in a while?
Please let me know if you got lavender.
But the reason why they do this is to ensure that their rolls don't smell foul before, during, or after use.
So I guess.
So like,
if, on what they're using to wipe down.
I would imagine like a part-time job. So if they make up a new paper towel, you know. Like, if they make the Bounty Terrace Square, like, they had to sit there, sniff it before, during, and after use, make sure that there's no foul chemicals in there.
I feel like it would still... It might be a boring job, though.
Yeah, I would say that's definitely a boring job.
Yeah.
But not, you know, it's not going to be a boring job.
What?
Pet food tester.
That is would definitely be.
It's not a boring job, let me tell you.
I don't know. It'd be iffy. I don't know if I would want to be a pet.
Think about food it, Miranda.
Taster.
You get to have the important decisions to approve the texture, taste, and nutritional value of the food.
I'm a very picky eater.
Yeah, so, you know, I gotta have nothing fucking good for them in there. It's like, oh, yeah, throw the chocolate in there. That's fine.
No, I like eggs.
Oh, eggs. Yeah, tons of eggs and chocolate. That's all I want. That's all they need. I live off of eggs and chocolate. They can live off of eggs and chocolate. That's you. Me is like, yeah, do you have, like, some beer? Just I want to see something.
I got Gatorade.
Oh, you got beer.
I got Gatorade.
You also have beer.
I've drank more of my Gatorade than the beer.
Yeah, well, you know, that's good for you, I guess.
Yes, it is.
You know, hanging around you doing this podcast, I need a drink.
No. No.
Oh, yes.
No. This is more fun.
You know what's really... I just read the rest of your notes, and this says that you need a background in food science. What is food science?
Food science? They actually have classes for food science.
I don't know what that is.
The science of food. What do you think it is?
Like the pyramid? I learned that. Is that good enough?
No, I think it's basically...
Which was a lie that a teacher told us. I think we talked about it.
Probably what's in the food, what you need out of the food, what the food does.
What the food does, it goes through your body and, you know,
yeah, breaks up nutrients. Each of them would give you, like, I think, something different.
I don't know. I don't know.
Like
I think
the
that's...
the proteins, it. The irons, the...
Yeah, scientists do that. Yeah.
Stuff.
Why would you...
It's
you think
the
that'd
food
be...
science.
I don't think that should be a real thing to test pet food, but, you know, let the scientists worry about that. Let the pet food testers test the pet food. Why make them do two jobs?
You just gotta know the stuff to do it.
I read your next one and I had to reread it.
What was it?
So I thought it said fake moaner, like you're having sex and you're paying someone to moan for you.
Oh my goodness. That's an interesting one. Wait, if you did that, the question is, would you be actually having sex?
I mean, yeah, you're still having sex. There's just someone's moaning for you.
Wait, so the person that's getting paid isn't having sex. They're just moaning.
Yeah, like let's say you're having sex in the bed. The person probably standing next to you going, oh yeah. You got to, like, write it down on the board. Softer. Hold on. Faster. That's for the people who can't talk.
They get to decide. Oh my goodness. You won't you won't believe. I just made so many noises. You won't believe.
How many of them did you make at the bed, though?
Joey. I seen today at work. A person that had the little, that couldn't talk and had, like,
The trachea?
Yeah.
Okay,
where
yeah.
They take the little...
The robot thing, voice.
Yes, and put it to your throat, and it was just, like, a little weird. I don't like those.
Those holes creep me out.
Yes. Can you imagine them trying to do things?
Fuck me in the hole. Fuck me in the hole. Oh shit, I need to go to a doctor now. Because, you know, you're getting some diseases if you're going inside that hole.
And
true definition.
If it tries
of
to
fucking...
squirt out and it gets into that hole, let's go. Come on.
Oh.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the real job, though. We want to talk into a whole different thing. This is a fake mourner. The you helps out.
I can tell you what they do.
Yes.
They cry and whine.
At funerals.
Yes.
And, you know, they make up to 50 pounds an hour.
I feel like I could do that one, though. And it would be fun. Although
it'd be fun crying?
Yeah. I feel like this one would be fun. But the thing
I'd rather be a fake boner.
I would.
I'd fuck with them. Faster.
Although, I think I would have a hard time not trying to laugh. Because, like, think of it. You're just like, oh my, why? Just why?
You know what? I would not pay you to be at my funeral. How about that?
Why?
Do not pay her.
Please pay me.
To be at your funeral.
Yes. Please, just don't make any jokes. Cause
you know what? I just read the rest of your notes, and I can tell you don't read your notes.
Oh, no.
Because it says that crying's not even a part of it. You just gotta look sad.
That's no fun.
I'll do that now.
That might be, like, just an actor, then.
Yeah, I don't, you're just paying to be an actor.
I don't know if I could do an actor, though.
You just act sad. When you need motivation, you just look yourself in your mirror, and then you just turn back sad again.
I still don't know if I can do that.
Yes, you can.
What if I laugh at myself while looking in the mirror?
Are you laughing at yourself when you look in the mirror?
I don't know. It depends what I'm doing. I make faces sometimes in the mirror.
You just look at the mirror, and you automatically just burst out laughing.
That just means you're doing something right in life.
I never have burst out laughing in my reflection.
Well, I'm not going to be like, oh, you're ugly. Or I'm not going to be like,
I don't do that.
You're sexy.
I do that
one. No, I don't do that one. So I'd rather probably do the middle and just laugh it out.
Yeah, your warrior laugh. So now we're going on to your next one. This one is illegal bank robber.
Yeah.
So, like, this one is to test the security systems of the bank.
Mm-hmm. I read that one. I did read that one. That one said it actually can be very tricky because you would have to know how to sometimes go through the security.
Well, yeah.
And everything, so you would have to be, like, smarter.
Well, yeah, we know you can't do that. You know, I read
a... Joey!
I saw the movie Escape Plan. That was about illegal prison escaper.
That doesn't mean you can do it.
I didn't say I could do it, but, you know, I saw the movie.
Yeah. I've never seen that movie.
You don't see a lot of good movies, apparently. You watch Wedding Crashers, but not Wedding Ringer. Have you seen Wedding Singer? That was a cool movie with Adam Sandler.
No, I've never seen that.
Jeez, but you watch Wedding Crashers?
Yeah. I watch what my family watches.
Apparently shitty movies.
If you've never seen it, you can't say that it was crappy.
I can.
No, you can't.
You see, I can have an opinion on the movie before, I seen the movie.
No. That's like judging a book by its cover.
I can do that.
But you shouldn't.
But I can.
No. Because you could be laughing during that movie and love it afterwards.
Or, I can find, things wrong with the movie, which I do with a lot of movies.
No, that's just you.
I can't.
But you shouldn't.
You tell me these things, but I have missed a lot of shitty horror movies by doing that thing of just not watching them based on their cover. And I've seen a lot of shitty movies by living by your philosophy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So yeah, I might find a gem every once in a while, but usually no.
I'll never know. Alrighty.
Next one.
Yep.
A water slide tester.
What I'm just realizing, we didn't really talk about the other one very much.
It's a legal bank robber. What else do you need to know? I told you what they do.
Well, yeah, but it could be... I don't know.
We talk more about old books and movies. Than the bank.
The bank robber, though... I just feel like you'd have to be smarter than actually doing the job. And then you'd have to actually be an actor.
Why would you have to be an actor?
Because you're not just going to go up and then...
Channing Tatum's not walking into these banks as a big bank robber.
No, I feel like that would be a sex movie.
Why?
Because doesn't he play more mainly like...
He played in Magic Mike, but he's played in other movies.
Yeah.
Wasn't he Baywatch with The Rock?
Maybe, I don't know. I think I only seen half of that.
I think he was in High School Musical too.
What?
Channing Tatum? Or no, I'm thinking, who am I thinking of?
Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm thinking
Zac Efron was in Baywatch.
What was Channing Tatum in?
I don't know.
How do I not know this? We're going to look up this IMDb. Well, IMBDB or something like that.
Once again, this is not on topic.
Now it's on topic. We're putting it on topic.
This is not on topic.
Channing Tatum. I can't even spell his name. IMDb.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Channing.
So, robbing a bank. Fake bank.
No, it's a real bank. You're a fake robber in the real bank. Oh, he's in White House Down. Channing Tatum was in White House Down.
Oh, yes. Yes, he was.
Yes, and while the website loads up some other stuff, because that was just the first one, they said on, like, you know, the little, on the little thing.
Ooh, does that mean you gotta be a ninja?
No. If there's, like, there lasers. Oh, they're in 21 and 22 Jump Street, Channing Tatum
was. If there's lasers, you try to jump through the lasers?
No, you just hit the laser button. The owner of the bank will show you where everything is.
But to make it fun, they should try, like, different things.
Well, yeah, I bet you when you have more experience, if it's your first time, you're not going to be jumping through those.
No, you're probably just trying to not get hit.
Oh, Jane Tame was also in the Lego Movie, by the way. Lego Movie's not a sex movie, Miranda.
I don't think I've really seen the Lego Movie.
He was Superman in it.
Superman?
Yeah. He was in the Lego Batman Movie, too.
You know, I think I've only seen the Lego Movie once. And that was in, like, sixth grade.
How? It was, like, in 2014.
Was I in sixth grade in 2014?
I don't think you were.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
2014. I feel like I'd be a freshman.
Did you?
No, I was in sixth grade.
No. Because it's 2020 now. Didn't you graduate in 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 2021. Jesus. Where's time flying to? So, we're going to 2020. That'd be 2006. What am I thinking of? It's to 2014.
And just because...
Yeah, 6 years ago.
6 years ago? Okay. 6 years ago.
So, you would have been like seventh grade by that time.
Hey, maybe it was seventh grade. I know I switched schools during that time.
You switched schools a lot.
Only three times.
Only three.
No, it was only three times. We switched a lot of houses. We didn't really switch a lot of schools.
Yeah, I feel like you switched a lot of schools, too.
No, we've only switched, like, three times.
All right, back to the bank robber. They don't care about school life.
Alrighty. Yeah, they really probably don't.
They care about Channing Tatum not being a porno actor. That's what they care about. That's why you guys tune in. I got your back, Channing Tatum.
He's only half porno.
That's not even a half porno. You did two movies.
They still count?
No.
Yes.
Didn't the guy from Machete do a porno?
I don't know.
I think he did. I don't think he did. I don't know. We're moving on to the next one.
Okay.
Okay, next one. Because, you know, I had to restart this whole thing again while I look for this. Okay. Was the water slide tester. That was the one, you know. That we skipped, that we started, and Miranda wanted to talk more about Channing Tatum.
Hey! You can't just skip over one. Okay. When we barely talk about it. It just didn't seem fair to me. But, a water tester.
Water slide tester, not a water tester. Those are two completely different jobs.
Yay, a water slide tester.
Yeah, do you know what a water tester does?
Drinks the water?
They put, like, a stick in it. They don't just up and drink it. Hopefully this isn't poisoning down that chute. They put, like, sticks in the water as it's, you know, getting brought to us.
As it's being brought to us?
Yeah, like they have a factory where they go and purify the water.
I never actually thought about that.
Yeah, no, I think it's a real thing. Because I heard about it in the news.
I hope so. Somehow we get our purified water.
Yeah, it goes through a whole bunch of filtration processes.
Yeah.
I think it's someone from the city has to go and test the water.
That's probably true.
It might be true. Again, I never did the process, so I don't know.
I think
in Flint, Michigan, like, they don't have water. And, like, when I was watching the news over that, like, you know, way back when, they were talking about how the purified tests came back negative and, like, they had shitty pipes that no one wants to fix.
But those water tests.
Water slide testers.
The water slides.
They do go to the water slides, so there's testers to make sure all these waters and water slides are proper for you guys.
Yeah. I'd rather be the water slide tester, though.
So, like, what do you do? Do you just go and see if the water slide's fun, or...
No, to see if you're gonna fall through.
You fall through? You mean fall off?
I would say fall through.
Why would you fall through?
If it's not fairly put together, you can fall through.
I would imagine they gotta put them somewhat together. You can't just sit there. It's like, oh yeah, here might be something that kills you. Have fun.
I mean, that's what the tester's for, isn't it?
The tester's make sure. I thought it was always make sure that it's fine, and you're not falling off.
I mean,
like, they got science and engineers to make sure that, you know, it's stable and, you know, it got codes to follow.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean a really fat guy is going to be able to...
No, they have weight loads on it. That's where they get the weight loads is from the engineers.
That might be true.
I'm pretty sure that was true.
Maybe.
They're not just sitting there and it's like, okay, we can support 150, 200, can you come up now?
Can you imagine?
200's good. 250. 250's not good. 200's the limit.
Oh my.
They're not doing that, Miranda.
Interesting to watch, though. You can make a show out of it.
Watching people fall through a water slide?
Yes.
Some of them are tall, Miranda. They'll die.
Well, they make fat people shows. They make midget shows. They make a whole bunch of other
shows.
Are
they dying? Do they die right in front of you?
I don't know. I didn't finish the fat lady show.
That was not a good show.
It made me so mad. But the crazy thing is I still watched it when I went to college.
Why don't you tell people what the show is?
Oh, sorry. The fat lady show is...
The name of the show.
Miranda. 1,000-pound sisters. It's about...
No, you guys can... I'm not talking about that show. That show was the dumbest show in the world.
It's about a 600-pound sister and then a 400-pound sister.
That's not 1,000 pounds, is it?
Putting together, it's 1,000. 600 plus 400 is 1,000.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Can't lay off the beer, but that's too late now.
And, basically... They're just stupid. Those people are stupid.
No, they're not, Miranda.
Yes, they are.
They have a lot of followers. I think, what was it, YouTube?
Oh, good. I'm going to joke about my fatness even though I'm about to die because I'm fat.
Well, yeah, you know, some people do that. We're moving on. We're not getting into this. We got a professional sleeper.
Oh, that would be amazing.
No, it wouldn't.
I sleep all the time.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yes.
But, like, it's through NASA.
And?
So that means, like, going through NASA, you got a whole bunch of, you know, different things you gotta worry about. But, yeah, let me tell you, Murray, that's fucking, like, you gotta sit there, and they put you in this bed that's not really comfortable, and you gotta sit there, and they're gonna change pressures on you and stuff like that while you're sleeping to see how astronauts will sleep in certain pressures.
So, would I be sleeping, or would I...
No, you'd still be sleeping, yeah, to see if you can still sleep.
Oh. So, what if you are a heavy sleeper?
I think they have different varieties sleeper. Of sleepers. They'll ask you, how do you sleep at night?
Okay.
I'm not in the interview process with them.
Well, then, I'm more of a heavier sleeper.
Oh, so am I.
So, I still want to do it, if I get to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine they have some kind of way to say, oh, yeah, no, we can't do it, you're a heavy sleeper, or, oh, no, we need heavy sleepers.
Then I would still probably do it.
I haven't done that, you know.
As long as I get to sleep, because, you know, right after work today, all I did was sleep. I think I slept for, like, a 2-hour nap.
I have yet to take a nap. I gotta be up at, like, what, 7 o'clock in the morning?
I'm gonna be up until, like, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yeah, like, everyone listening, this is, like, a week behind us.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Because, like, where are you going, Wisconsin?
Yes.
The ministerial color?
Yeah.
But
this, she's a runner, so she's not a serial killer.
I'm glad that's the only qualification. That's the only one.
I'm trying to find a serial killer that actually ran. And was there any serial killers that ran?
Ted Bundy ran after his victims.
That does not count.
I got you. Got you. But back to the professional sleeper not being a serial killer. That'd be a future episode. We'll talk about serial killers. All of them.
Yeah.
Might be another podcast.
Hell,
I don't know.
None of them were runners.
Well, it might be a podcast in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They just...
But, yeah, no. Think. Back to the sleeping.
Okay.
But, yeah. No, it seems like an easy job, but I don't know if it is at the end of the day.
If I get to sleep, I don't care.
Like, this is a kind of an easy job.
Because that just means I get to talk.
Which you do that anyways, might as well just record you.
Might as well.
But it can be a little stressful.
Well,
like right now we're starter up, so you know.
Okay,
it's
right
stressful
now,
right now because,
yes,
you know, it's...
But I also just, like, picked a question and then put stuff on there, so...
I mean, that's usually what I do, but I think about it for hours.
Yeah, I did not think about it for hours. I was like, ooh, that one looks interesting. Ooh, that one looks interesting. Then, of course, put it in my mind, and then stuff pops up.
Yes.
Yeah.
But back to sleeping, they don't care how we make this podcast. Let's see.
No, probably not. But, you know, it's still fun to know.
But it's for, like, medical reasons. And they want to see the side effects of sleeping too long, not sleeping enough. In space, under certain pressure, certain oxygen levels.
What if they sleep too much?
Then that means that they shouldn't do that, I guess.
Okay, but each person's different, so...
I would imagine they say, hey, what's normally how you sleep?
You gonna ask an astronaut how they sleep?
No, the person who's testing it.
Oh, yeah, but an astronaut may not actually be the same as everyone else.
I think it's the closest test they have right now, Miranda.
I'm just saying, sometimes I can wake up earlier if I'm scared something's gonna happen in that morning.
I don't.
I do.
Sleep right through it.
If I'm worried or something that I'm gonna be late to something,
I'm pretty sure they're not
gonna
be late.
I'm going to wake up.
I'm pretty sure they're not gonna be late.
I don't know.
I'll put money on it.
I'm just saying, I can get scared of my
sleep. They work where they live.
I'm just saying. Like, there's certain things that could happen that make you not want to sleep or.
So you'd be a professional sleeper then? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I would.
I probably would too. I'm pretty tired right now. I'm about to sleep after this.
Sleep. The night song.
The night song?
Yeah, SpongeBob. Night.
Hey, that's it. I am not paying Nickelodeon. All the nights you get.
Sorry, SpongeBob.
All of them you get. You don't get any more nights.
Dang.
Not paying them. Think this is. You guys want to do the night song? You do it yourself. Look it up.
I don't know what episode it is, but I think
it's when he does the night shift.
I know what it is, but I don't know what, like, episode.
I think it's like season 1.
I thought it was season 1.
It's like season 1 or 2.
The best one
with the hash ringing slasher.
Yes.
The flash ringing, the cash ringing. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We're moving on. Yeah, some of these twice on here, so I'm just skipping over some of these.
Mm-hmm.
To an odor judge. That's when you get to shove your nose in like someone's armpit.
Yes.
As I was reading along.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes. So basically, you're gonna judge the, I think, deodorant.
deodorants, cologne, stuff like that?
Yeah.
Why can't you just spray in the air? Why do I have, you know, fucking someone's sweaty-ass armpits?
Because it's deodorants. You're not gonna just use the air, smell the deodorant. You're gonna work out with the deodorant in your hand and just make sure it smells good. No, you're gonna make the guy sweaty, use the deodorant. Well, hopefully use the deodorant before making him sweaty.
Probably before, after deodorant.
Yeah, probably all the above. But, and make sure it works and smells good.
Now, see, what I want to know is how they do the 48-hour protection. Do they have someone working out for 48 hours? Or, like, is it just a slogan because they know no one's really testing that shit out?
Probably all the above. But, honestly, I want to know how much they make. Because that's probably going to depend on if I want to do it or not.
I wouldn't want to do it at all. You gotta smell someone's sweaty-ass armpit that has BO. Yeah, that smells B.O.
It would be one of the easiest jobs, though.
Or the big sleeper.
But you would be able to tell if it's bad or not. You gonna sniff once? Oh, yeah, it's not bad. Sniff twice? Oh, you'll make that weird face and just be like, no, don't want to sniff that one again.
I feel like you smell your own armpits.
I do sometimes. I want to see if I smell.
I mean, I do. I know. I think you do it for fun. Oh, he said that was like, ooh. Hey, we're looking. Ooh, that one was gross. Let me smell that one again.
No.
Is that not what you do?
No, it's not. I'm not that weird. No.
I feel like you are.
No, I'm not. I'll see if I stink, and if not, good.
Okay, well, we're going to move on to the next one. And that is drying paint watcher.
Oh, yes. So, they're just going to watch the paint dry in all different ways.
Well, they paint cardboard. I just read your notes.
Cardboard?
Yeah. You know, the notes you gave me, I read them as you were doing the whole spiel about if you would make enough. They paint cardboard to see if new paint
dries. I was thinking they put it quicker on, like, benches or walls.
No, it says cardboard. Paints a sheet of cardboard to test how long it new paint mixes takes to dry.
Okay, I know I'm the one that put the notes on there, but I feel like I would want to be the person that put the paint on there, not the one that watches.
Well, they put the paint on there, too.
Are you sure? But it says watcher, not put it on.
It comes all in a package.
Oh, that's not what the title says.
The article, like, the note you took after it says it.
You see why you do this?
I see why I read the notes, yes. And I read it all to you. Because even your notes, you don't pay attention to what you're putting. That's why if we ever do an episode of Serial Colors, I'm doing the research, I would imagine.
I can do some.
You're about to sit there, it's like... Oh, yeah, he grew up in Wisconsin, and that's the end, because that's what the... You're going to sit there and like...
No, I'm going to figure out...
The title of the book says Killer Clowns, so I'm going to say he dressed like a clown and killed people. It's like, no, that's not what he did at all. Thank you.
No, I would read who he killed and maybe why he killed it, if I can figure that out.
They usually say it in the book.
Yeah, maybe.
I might have you on video. Note taking it. Well, we're not talking about that. No, here. We're talking about paint drying.
I'll take my notes the way I want to take it.
Not reading.
As long as I read it all, that might help.
Not reading at all.
If I read it all, it might help more.
Yes, I need you to read. Yeah, you didn't read last week's notes either.
No. Yes, I did. I just didn't do it to memory.
Kind of halfway remember it.
I mean. But still, I read some of it, so I knew a little bit, and then we didn't even use it.
I don't think anyone cares.
But what I'm trying to say is still going to talk the way I talk. No, notes or no notes.
Yeah, well...
Because half the time, we don't even talk about the stuff. It's just the little, this is what we're talking about, and now we're going off topic. Now we're going back to topic, now we're going off topic.
Now we're going back to topic and talk about paint drawing.
So.
That's why people tune in. They want to hear us see what we're going to go off topic on this week.
I think so.
New podcast name, off topic. Let's see how much we can stay off topic.
No, it's randomness chat. It's just random.
But my fiance's dad had to sit there and watch paint dry to get a certificate.
Are you serious?
Not even joking.
He got it?
He had to sit there and watch paint dry on a wall to prove that he can paint.
That's kind of cool.
To get a certificate to work in a county because he does modeling.
For a county?
A county.
Oh, a county.
Yeah.
I was going to say, paint plus accounting, that doesn't go together. But that's very interesting.
Yeah, it took him a few hours. Well, I didn't sit there and watch the whole thing dry.
Yeah. Didn't think someone actually would do that, but I guess it's true. I did put it in the notes.
I know. I read the notes.
I barely did.
I know. I can tell you copy and paste it, because these are some big words for you to write up.
Yeah.
All right, our last job. Are you ready for it, Miranda?
Sure.
Full-time Netflix viewer.
Full-time Netflix viewer. Oh, yeah.
Would you do that one?
Probably not.
Why not?
Because it's been kind of hard for me to get into shows and movies. And then after 5 minutes, I'm like, no. Or I just might fall asleep through it.
You can't just sit there and fall asleep.
That's why I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah,
I would want to be the sleeper.
Yeah, okay. Do you even know what what do you think a full-time Netflix viewer does? Did you actually read those notes or no?
I think so. And if I did, and I get it right, then I remember. If I didn't get it right, then I just don't
remember. It'd be just like every other topic we've had so far.
Because I've read all these, I just don't remember, I guess.
It's about every other topic we've done. So what do you think?
Pretty much. So, it is where you watch it. You have to put it into categories on where they go. So, let's say they think it's a romance. They would put it in the romance section. And they think it's a comedy.
Is that why their algorithm's so fucked up? Because the person doesn't know what the fuck they're doing?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, well, there's more to it.
Yes. And, he doesn't rate them. I know that much.
Who doesn't read them?
I think the dude.
Is it a dude or is it a...
Why are we assuming it's a dude? Because
it can't be a girl?
That 600-pound lady.
Nah, I don't think she does.
No.
I don't think she's 600 pounds anymore.
She might be.
I have not researched it because I did not care.
I wanted to kind of just skip past it and just see how it ends.
Why don't you just Google it?
We see what happens when I Google things.
Same thing as you watch something.
Anyways. So, that's what the Netflix person does. But if it's boring, I wouldn't want to watch it.
Yeah, they also got to review the movie, make sure you know the rating's correct on it, too.
Yeah. And
so, let's say if you fall asleep during a movie and titties come out, you'd put it as, PG. Fucking 8-year-olds want to sit there and say, ooh, titties! And the parents go, what?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. But, and then I just can't do it because I've fallen asleep so much.
I would not want to do it. I've seen the Netflix movies. Only a few of them are good, and they're only about serial killers.
It depends on what type of movies. I like the Disney movies.
That's not Netflix.
There's some Disney movies.
Disney.
No, but they're still Disney.
It's just Netflix movies.
I know, there's Disney on Netflix.
That's going away.
There's still Disney on Netflix.
I don't think there is anymore.
I don't know. Anyways, there's at least Nickelodeon. I like Nickelodeon.
Those shows are already categorized. This is for their movies.
But I like them.
Well, you don't get to watch them.
There might be more for Nickelodeon.
No, they are already there. They already have their categories. You watch Netflix movies and shows. What they make.
Wait, are you talking about,
done.
Netflix movies.
Like the specials, yes.
Oh, like the shows, the actual Netflix.
Yes.
Netflix.
Yes.
Not the ones that.
It took you like 2 minutes to get that. Not the ones that Netflix, you know, buys out for a little bit.
So the Netflix originals.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I'm assuming it is.
Well, I guess that didn't make it very clear.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't really.
I guess I probably should have read it.
I want you to do a little more. This is why I'm going to start doing the research again. I'm taking the rollover. I'm sorry, people. I was kind of busy throughout the week.
Either way, I don't know. Like,
I don't worry.
No, actually, the Netflix originals have been pretty good.
Like what?
I think Work It. I think that's a Netflix original.
What?
Work It, I think.
Oh, I thought you said Wink It.
No, Work It.
Yeah, we're going on two and different topics.
It has Disney characters. Disney actors. Maybe Nickelodeon.
I don't think
actors.
They're Disney anymore if you know they're working for Netflix.
They're actors. It doesn't matter who they're working for.
Well, you don't say Disney actors.
Okay, they're people that were in Disney movies.
There you go. Thank you.
That were actors.
Fucking respect behind their name.
Which means they're Disney actors.
So if you're saying if, like, one of them was in a porno movie, they're forever a porno actor?
I've already said that. Danny Channel.
Yeah, he was in Magic Mike, which is not even a porno, and somehow fucking turns into, you know, he's a porno actor. It's not even a porno. I don't even think you see a penis.
So.
That's a ripoff. At
least we know how I feel about it already.
You know, I actually have a question.
What?
How many women do you think were pissed that they did not get to see Channing Tatum's penis because he was a stripper? How many refunds do you think we're giving out? Like a base number.
A base number? Let's see.
I would say there's probably at least 30 people.
Yeah.
I'm not saying everyone did. And I don't think everyone. No, not even that much. I'm thinking like 30 people were pissed. Well, like they demanded their money back.
Depends on how many people.
Like, how many people do you think overall? Like, Magic Mike won.
I'd say 100.
Did I tell you my Magic Mike story?
No.
Fucking, I think it was Magic Mike XL. I seen it in theaters. I think with your mother, because, you know. It was me and your, it was your brother. We went to go see the movie. I haven't even seen part one. I didn't even know what, I knew it was a stripper movie. I didn't know what it was. The basis of the movie, why are they stripping, you know? And it's like, yeah, I'll watch it. So, yeah, I went to the fucking movie theater, went to go sit down, the seat was fucking wet. Could be soda, but I'm gonna say, no, it wasn't soda.
I mean, that's the one that was playing that whole entire time. It might not, depending on where he's
fucking,
at.
I got wet ass sitting there watching Magic Mike.
Question is, where were you sitting? Were you sitting in the back?
No, that was like middle-ish.
I don't know. Do people do it?
Some people are brash, yeah. You know, who's going to really fucking... Are they going to sit there and look down? What are you doing?
I don't know. I've never did it in movie theaters. I don't think I've seen anybody do it in movie theaters.
Either. I don't sit there and look.
No, but wouldn't you get curious if you're, like, sitting all the way at the top?
No.
Sometimes you just, like, want to peek down and see what everyone else is doing.
No, because then I'm going to fucking see a penis coming out. I was like, okay, that's my cue to leave.
People better not be doing that in the movie theater.
Pee Wee Herman did it. He was an actor. And he legit pulled his penis out in the middle of a movie theater. Like, in a movie. I don't know what movie it was.
That doesn't mean everyone else should.
Yeah, well, fucking...
And it was a movie.
Do it. People do it.
Just because it was in a movie doesn't mean you should do it. That's people where it like, says, do not try this at home.
It did not say that in Magic Mike.
Well, do not try this at home. Please.
I don't think we should put those kind of tags on movies.
I think we should like, sometimes.
No, we'll let people figure it out.
Oh, I'm just going to jump off the building real quick.
Yeah.
From a 50 tower.
Carly did it last week. It looked pretty fun.
Carl's just gonna burn down all the buildings in the city.
That's arson. That is arson, man. And I appreciate it. You know another movie I watched, like, I have not watched, like, the first half of the movies. I just watched, like, two of them.
Huh.
The Fast and Furious series.
Fast 9's coming out. I kind of want to see it because John Cena's in it.
Oh, the commie?
John Cena's in it.
John Cena's the commie.
Fast 9.
Isn't it already out?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, it did, like, over... You know, it made half its 3/4 of its sales over in China alone.
Goodness.
Yeah, like opening weekend.
Goodness.
But back to the topic. Like, I saw Fast and Furious 6 and I think 7. And that was it. I've not watched another one since.
I've watched the beginning of a movie and then the end of a movie and just never watched the middle of a movie.
How do you watch that?
You go to the movie theaters. You watched the beginning of the movie.
What was the movie?
Batman vs. Superman.
You didn't miss much.
Yeah, yeah. I watched the beginning, I fell asleep during the middle, and then woke up at the end.
I think I did that too.
Yeah, yeah. It was very,
but I fell asleep in like 5 minutes into
like
it.
I said, I take naps all the time.
I fell asleep like for 5 minutes and woke up. They were fine. It's like, what the hell happened? Can we rewind it real quick?
Mine was probably more than 5 minutes.
Let's see. What's another?
Mine was
story?
Probably 25 minutes.
I have another
minutes.
Movie theater story. What? I went and seen Lego Batman.
No, I wouldn't watch that.
Well, it was like the only movie that I was playing. It was like 12 o'clock at night. I really wanted to go see a movie. So me and my ex-fiance at the time, we went and seen the movie. And no one else was in the theater. It was like legit two people in the whole theater.
I
bet you they were pissed because they could have had an early night before I walked through the door.
Let's see. What happened? I think I've watched Mulan 2 before actually Mulan 1.
I've not watched either one.
It's a
I know what
Disney
it is.
Movie.
I've just never seen it.
And then I also watched Grease 2 before Grease 1.
I've not supported Grease.
Why?
I fucking seen the parts I needed to see to figure out that was about fucking rape.
Isn't that how guys think, though?
I don't think about raping the women. I've never once sat there and was like, ooh, I gotta rape her. Oh, and tell my friends about it.
Okay, but it's the first movie, that's the first movie.
The first movie did not make sense.
Second movie.
And was it the first movie or second movie where they fly off in the car?
I think the first movie.
How the fuck do they get down?
Fly off?
Like they fly in a car.
Like actually flying, like a bird flying?
Yeah, like they go in the air in the car. They do it in a Grease movie.
I don't remember that ever happening.
What? Yeah, it definitely happened. And this is major spoilers, but, you know, who really cares?
Hopefully y'all have watched all these movies.
Hopefully not. It's about...
Well, if
I'm gonna,
not,
I'm
well
on
then.
Google. I'll Googs it. You're going to tell me about these endings.
Because I don't remember that happening. But I remember more of Grease 2 than Grease 1, so...
But, yeah,
What?
Okay, here we go. I got it. Yeah. Flying car. Yeah, because she transformed. Screen rant. It was in the Grease movie. The first one. They flew off in a car.
I still don't understand. Like, flew? Like, actually...
You watched the movie! It's one of your favorite movies! How do you not know the ending of your favorite movie?
Like I said, Grease 2, not 1!
How do you like part 2 but not part 1?
I don't know. I just... It happens.
Yeah.
I watched the second one, not the first one.
But no, they fly in the car in the end. Like, she... Sandy transforms into the perfect greaser girl.
Yes,
and they,
I remember that part.
And then they fly in the car. How do you remember the first half, but not the second half of that?
I don't remember ever seeing a flying car.
Yeah, they fly from the car. I don't know how the fuck they get down.
I don't ever remember seeing a flying car at all.
I want to know how the car flew.
I just want to see the flying car.
Well, we'll look it up later. If anyone wants to look it up, just look. I just looked up Grease flying car, and it was like the first thing that popped up.
Well, obviously, maybe. a cop car went flying at the end, but I don't think
there I've was ever no cop car. It was like the T-Bird.
Okay, Grease 2. Oh, Grease 2 actually, they don't go flying, but they do make crazy jumps.
Yeah, no.
With motorcycles.
Wasn't part of that in a bunker? And he said that the woman should sleep with him because it's for the United States of America.
Yes. That was a song, yes.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to use that fucking excuse next time I want some. It's still for the red, white, and blue. Fucking USA, baby. I'm going to put my dick in you.
I mean, you're almost dying. You might as well.
They weren't almost dying. They were nowhere near it. He took a girl poker, played fake bombing sounds. He said, oh, yeah, we're under attack. Let's fucking have sex. Because of implication, she had to say yes. And I feel like that's rape.
Most likely.
So both movies have rape in it.
Yes.
And another thing that has rape in it, fucking the Christmas song, Baby It's Cold Outside.
I don't know how that one is.
It's like, oh yeah, you should stay. And then she says, well, I have to go. And he says, well, it's cold outside.
But it is cold outside. It's winter.
No, I will play the song for you later because I'm not playing it now and paying these rapists.
They're not rapists.
The people who wrote the song, I believe, have at least raped two women in peace.
I don't think so.
I feel like they have at least raped one woman apiece.
No, but I'm freezing. So.
Well, it's not even that cold. It's 70 degrees.
I'm cold.
It's 70 degrees.
And inside I'm cold.
This apartment.
And I am cold.
I usually keep it 66.
And I'd be even more cold.
Okay, well, I think we gotta do the outro anyways, because we've been talking for like 7 minutes past while
we wanted to talk to you. Alrighty. Yes, we have.
Man, we gotta keep on a time frame, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna ever work out.
No, it won't. But, you know, it'll be fine. We'll figure it out. You're getting bonus content.
Of course.
That's what it is. Honestly, we kind of look up topics so we know what we're going to talk about. But besides that, half the time we're just sitting here talking.
What do you mean? That's all I ever do.
Yeah, I mean, this is really how we talk. I kind of just hit record and then we just start up.
Yeah, and we talk about something, then we go to the topics, and then we talk about other stuff, and try to go back to the topics.
Yeah.
Like I said before.
It's just a whole bunch of randomness. That's where the name comes from.
Because
we know we're not staying on topic with her or anything.
No, I can't do that.
We will, like, if we do specialty episodes.
Good luck with that.
We'll try our best.
He will try his best.
Yeah, it's true, too.
He'll try his best, and then he'll try to keep us on topic.
Yeah, I'll rope you back in. I'll rope you in. It's cool.
Yeah, I'll get off and then get back on.
Yeah. We'll rope it in. But yeah, we're doing this outro real quick.
Yeah, we've already talked way too much about this.
Yeah, it's been 10 minutes more than what I wanted to talk. So, go ahead. You can.
Alrighty.
To begin.
So, you can reach me at Merpanda.
Who would want to reach you?
1001.
What?
Anybody that wants to talk, although, good luck. I may or may not, depending on if you're cute.
Well, don't just do that, you know. But you can reach us, and we will talk to you on our Facebook group, Randomness Chat Podcast. You go give us a follow, and, you know, support the podcast and invite all your friends also to join up.
That'd probably be better. I will talk to you on the podcast.
Well, we'll talk to you on the page.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That's the way to interact with us.
Yes.
And give us new topic ideas.
Uh-huh.
Because we can only do so much.
Most definitely.
Yes. And, you know, you guys are the reason why we're doing this. We want to hear from you guys and what you guys want to hear.
And mainly I just want to talk.
Yeah, if you give us the platform to talk and the topic to talk about, we will do it.
I will just keep talking until y'all tell me to stop.
Yeah, I've already told you to stop 10 times.
Yeah, I probably won't stop talking.
Then you can follow me on Twitter @ because you put the @ in there. Joe Viak. And then, you know, follow me on Twitch where I never get on @ RetroJ2019.
At
RetroJ19, yes. And I think that's it. You guys will probably be hearing this a little bit late because they're going to be in Wisconsin, so I'll never see you before then. So have a good trip.
Thank you.
Try not to get killed by someone.
Nobody's going to kill me if they're a runner.
And if, you know, she is up and able to do it again, we will be back again next Saturday.
If I'm not dead.
Yes.
Okay. Have a nice day. See ya.
See ya. All right, and then before we actually go, because I totally forgot about this till last minute, you can follow us on Spotify. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Google us on Google Podcasts. We're on Pocket Cast. We're on Anchor, which with Anchor, you can also message us. I think give us voice messages, too. Anything else that you think of? Wherever, you know, you get your podcast fixed, we're probably there.
Hopefully, and if not, go get some.
What you do is you start a revolt until they give us on that platform you want.
Yes, or go to a different platform.
That's probably the actual one that's going to work out the best. We're going to be honest with you.
But, you know, you can always fight for us.
Yes. Well, I think Spotify lets you listen for free.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, you might have to listen to their ads too, but, you know, we try to minimize the ads.
Nah, he tries to. I don't do that work.
No, I do the ad work and, you know, figure out the sponsors.
Anything if you want, just blame it on him.
Yes, if there's a problem with the ads, blame on me, I guess.
Yes. The only thing is, you gotta deal with his mouth and my mouth.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't say sorry to anybody.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, we gotta do our take-backs and apologies.
Oh, yeah, so, here's my sorry to the fat ladies.
Can you at least not call them fat ladies? Say their names. Say my names. That's all I can say.
Is one Amy?
I don't look them up.
Oh, I think one's Tammy.
Tammy?
Tammy.
Okay, yeah. I think that one's the one that you were making fun of the whole time.
I don't know who the other one is.
The 600-pound sisters, we apologize to you.
Yeah, pretty much. I hope you guys
are 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, it's 1,000 pounds. I'm sorry for the midgets. Sorry for
what? The fat are people. You just called them midgets again.
I'm sorry to the people that I offended. That's about it.
I'm sorry to the Chinese people I offended. Because I actually offended someone this week.
Did you really?
Yeah, remember? I said that that country is a real country.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I'm sorry to John Cena.
I'm not sorry to John Cena.
Yeah, because, you know, I made fun of him for being a commie.
I'm not sorry.
That one, yeah, that one, that one I will apologize for. Not really, but, you know.
I'm not sorry.
These are more of a joke. We're not really apologizing to anyone, are we?
No, not really. They're still fat. They're still
I don't think they're fat anymore.
I haven't watched the ending.
I don't think anyone cares about the ending.
Probably not, but to me, they were fat once before, at least.
So they're just automatically fat?
Yes.
That's how it is?
They were fat. When I know them, they are fat.
Last time I saw them, they were fat, so they have to be fat.
I mean, she was pregnant. She got pregnant.
What?
Yeah.
Is that why she was 600 pounds?
No. The littler one, the 400-pound woman, got pregnant.
How?
Yes. Did you? You should know the birds and the bees.
I know that one. I have a kid of my own, but you know.
Well, then you just lift up the flap and then you stick it in.
I guess. Okay.
And then you just go to pound a pound a pound.
I thought you couldn't do that for a while after the bypass surgery.
No, they said you shouldn't do that for a while.
Well, yeah, you know,
just I figured that just... they say you can't doesn't mean
we're getting on topic won't. Again. We're talking about people banging. How does it always refer to sex to you?
What do you mean? You talk about it too.
This one was just about you this time. This one was you. I'm rubbing off on you.
This was not just me. I said they got pregnant. You said how. You're the one that asked. I said birds and the bees.
Okay, yeah, we're done. I think we're out.
Oh my goodness.
We're...
Please let him know that was his fault.
Okay, yeah, we're out. We're... we'll see you. Well, we'll talk to you guys. This will be uploaded, what, Saturday? Friday? Yeah, Saturday morning it should be uploaded.
You hear it when you hear it. Good luck.
Saturday morning should be uploaded. I know it's uploaded on Spotify. I haven't really checked everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I think we'll be going almost live shows that week after.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, topic ideas, randomness chat podcast, Facebook group. Please tell us some stuff.
Anything you want.
We will not do anything. They will be fielded, and I will pick some. But besides that, I think we're out of here.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.